In today's specialty crop news, climatologists say El Nino conditions are calming down, and this weather system has been unique with some bad and good news. Department of Water Resources state climatologist Michael Anderson talked to the dairy industry last week about the status of El Nino, which the majority of may have passed already.
So the tropical sea surface temperatures did reach their peak anomaly in November and have since been cooling. Beginning at mid-February, started cooling much more rapidly, and we expect to transition towards neutral conditions by the latter part of spring, and expectations are that we may transition to a La Nina condition by later in the fall and into early winter.
Anderson says water totals are pretty good considering the last 5 years. However, this El Nino was unlike any other, leaving some parts of the state drier than expected.
We're near average for precip and not quite average for snowpack, a little below. Precip's definitely been, some places have gotten a lot, other places not. And a little unusual relative to our expectations with El Nino. The south coastal regions have been dry. Normally they're wet during El Nino, and they've been dry this year. And our wettest areas are actually up along the north coast.
The good news is the snowpack, even if it isn't over 100% of normal. Anderson says any snowpack at all is a much welcome sight after last year.
So 2 years ago, we had tied our worst snowpack in a historical record with only 25% of average and really didn't generate much runoff. Follow that up with last year's only 5%, which really there wasn't any noticeable spring melt. This year being near 80% of average is going to be a noticeable difference, and there will be some spring runoff. And that will help with providing some water into the reservoirs and the water systems here as we get through the spring.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNetWest.com.